out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 16th of August 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, it's Friday once again, and I'm sure you're listening as you come home from work or in your lunch break. And of course, you're looking forward to hearing from my co-host today, Grandpa Lampshade from Texas. Grandpa, how's the weather over there? It's raining cats and dogs over here. I bet it's glorious sunshine where you are.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it glorious. You know, I mean, it would just, that's almost like saying, you know, if you were in hell and you were like, it's a summer vacation, you know, it is hot as hell here. And yeah, we'd love to have some rain here. But instead, it's like the temperature, it's like living on the surface of the sun. But that's what it is every year in August. You know, it's not that we wish we would get some actual quote unquote climate change, because we could definitely use the change of pace. So yeah, I mean, it's Friday. It's great to be here. As always, a great way to finish off the week. Longshanks and Lampshade, and of course, Clown World in Review. Do we have something clownish today? That's right. I hope we've got something Idiocracy tier in Clown World for us this week.
We certainly have. And we're really sort of continuing on a theme here with these black rappers, these role models that get put forward to our young for them to emulate. And the latest one that's being thrust into the spotlight is a Negress called Cardi B. And this Negress, she was originally, I believe she was on a checkout on the till at a supermarket or something like that. And that wasn't enough money for her, so she decided she could earn more as a stripper, chasing that American dream as a stripper. And then she became a rapper. And now she's making a foray into the political scene by interviewing Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. Cardi B has teased a clip of her chat with Democratic 2020 candidate Bernie Sanders, where the 26-year-old Bronx rapper quizzes the 77-year-old Brooklyn-born politician about dire minimum wages. Cardi, whose real name is Belcalis Marlenis Almanazar, sits down with the fellow New Yorker at 10 Nail Bar in Detroit as she asks on behalf of her fans, what are we going to do about wages in America? The music star then opens up to the Vermont senator, who is 51 years her senior, about her struggle before making it big. For example, as a New Yorker, not now, but when I was not famous, I felt like no matter how many jobs I get, I wasn't able to make ends meet. She grunted. And the things that really just strikes me about this is the most important thing on her mind is money. How can we get more money? And the other part of this is, even though this is a report in the Daily Mail, obviously her ebonics are such that they couldn't actually work out what it was that she was properly saying. So they had to put, what we gonna do about wages in America? This is just one of these tragic things that happen within multicultural areas, basically, is the language goes and you can no longer get the proper grammar because Negroes aren't capable of it, I guess. Grandpa, what do you make of this and this fixation she seems to have on money, basically, and wages?
The movie Idiocracy is truly prophetic, and only like in the movie it was like 500 years into the future. Who knew it was only going to be like, I don't know, 15, 20 years into the future since that movie came out. So let's look at what we've got here. We're supposed to, this is a serious political discussion, and we're laughing about it, but it's being treated as serious on the network news this morning. they did a little clip of this, and they were like, this is very serious. They're really covering some serious stuff. Here's where we're at. We've got a former stripper, now rapper, interviewing this Jew's like old enough. He could have been one of the original Pharisees yelling out, "Crucify him." And they're discussing about how they're going to fix the problems, the serious wage problems we have in America. It's beyond laughable, really, but yet it's an actual thing. I mean, this isn't parody. This is an actual serious thing. And that's where we are. So we're going to actually fix these serious problems. We've got all these serious problems. We're in the midst of societal collapse. And these are the serious figures we've got that are going to lead us to the promised land of utopia. We've got this 2,000-year-old Jew who might have been present at the crucifixion, and we've got a former stripper, and this is, you know, this is the way forward. This is America's future.
Well, all she's interested in is money, isn't it? I mean, she started off in the supermarket. That wasn't enough money, so she became a stripper. That wasn't enough money, so she became a rapper. And now she's trying to get more money out of old Bernie here. Never mind the violence problem in America. Never mind the problems with Iran, Venezuela. Never mind the breakdown of society, as you're saying. The most important thing is, how can we get more money for the Negroes? The Bodak Yellow hitmaker has said in the past that she stripped in order to get by, just to get by, after quitting a supermarket job where she earned $200 per week. So she obviously couldn't get by on the supermarket job. I mean, everybody just has to take their clothes off just to get by, of course, just to make enough money to feed herself each week. She had to strip off. In the new video filmed at the female and black owned nail salon, she explains that low wages make no sense because people can barely afford to pay for their transportation. Telling her that her question is excellent and important, Bernie explains why he wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour and asks her to imagine earning as little as $9 per hour. Right now, we have tens of millions of people making what I call starvation wages, Sanders declared. How do you pay your rent? How do you pay for food? How do you pay for transportation? You can't. Sanders added that it needs to become easier for workers to form labor unions. What is the minimum wage over there, Grandpa? Is it $10 an hour? Is he trying to raise it to 15? I mean, that does seem like quite a leap to me.
No, I think it's, well, some states have a minimum wage, so it varies. I believe the federal minimum wage is around $7.50, $8 an hour, something like that. But once again, I want everybody to know, look, I do a lot. I make a lot of sacrifices to do these things. You know, I mean, you get to listen, the listeners get to listen, and they like to chuckle, you know, but you don't understand the sacrifices I make. So I'm getting ready to sit down and talk about the show. You know, I want to kind of be up to date. So, you know, I look up, you know, I tried to listen to, I didn't make it, to this Bodak Yellow, whatever the hell that means. So I couldn't make it. So I just looked up the lyrics and, this is, you know, pure genius. I'm looking just a little snippet of some of these lyrics will let you know, the level of genius we're dealing here with. I put my hand above my hip. I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is where we're at. Look, you know, and I mean, here's the thing. And I'm going to actually say something serious here. It's hard to because this is such a clownish and retarded story, but I'm going to say something serious here. You know, look, folks, if you're a leftist listening or whoever you are listening, look, this wage thing isn't a complete mystery. It's really, it's not that hard to figure out. You cannot bring in the entirety of the rest of the planet into your country and have high wages. You can bring all of these other people in, or you can have higher wages. You can bring all of these people in, or you can have affordable health care. All these things that people on the left claim they want is in direct opposition of of the their views on immigration, on open borders, on bringing in the rest of the world. And that's just, I mean, it's just a fact. You can't have any of these things and have everybody. I don't care what kind of system you put in. You could put in a communist system. You could put in a national socialist system. You could have a monarchy, or you could have the current democracy sham. It doesn't matter. If you bring in the rest of the world, it will suppress wages because it pushes the wages down. And that's why it's supported by the big corporations. So you can't have the left's view of open borders and bringing in the entire world and think you're going to get higher wages. It's just those things are in conflict. It's not reality. It's not going to happen.
Where's it going to come from? He's talking about doubling the minimum wage. So he's talking about doubling the minimum wage here. So where is that going to come from? Obviously, it's just going to be taken out of the pocket of the people that do work to be given to the people like this Negress, who thinks that she should be earning the money that she gets from stripping just for working on the supermarket till here. Seemingly directing a statement at President Donald Trump, Cardi argued that even if there are more jobs available in the country now than in previous years, it's near impossible to survive off of those that are paid on the lower side. My thing is, you know, certain people like to brag there is more jobs now in America, Cardi said. But it's like, yeah, there's an increase of jobs given, but what are they paying in these jobs? They are practically paying nothing. So Bernie is basically offering bribes here, isn't he? He's saying to the Negroes, look, if you vote for me, I will double your wages. Yet at the same time, as you point out, Grandpa, he's saying, well, we need to open up the borders and bring all these people in. And you can't actually do both of them. So this is a good example of politicians promising something that they can't actually do, that they can't actually give. And we see the same thing goes on over here in Britain, of course, that the left promise all these ethnic minorities and they promise the lower paid that they're going to have lots and lots more money. All the people that don't work, they're going to get increases in their benefits, and they're going to pay for all this by taxing the filthy rich. And of course, all that ends up doing is driving all the filthy rich out of the country. They just put all their money in offshore tax holdings so they don't actually have to pay it. And they end up losing on this money. I mean, the best way to tax is really just to say, well, everybody pays 10%. Everybody's happy to pay that, but they don't. They and it's always the politics of envy. It's always saying to the poor, you need to get more money and we'll get it off the rich. And they say to the rich, your workers aren't working hard enough, they don't earn you enough money, you need to import third worlders to do the job, and they'll get the job done quickly and easily, and it will cost you less money. And you end up with a society that is at war against one another. And the only way to solve that is to have the system based around nationalism. So it's your own family, because you're not going to be at war against your own family. You're not going to want to rip your own family off. And if we had an ethno state, then you would end up, instead of having this this class war that the communists talk about, you would end up with class cooperation.
I wonder what they pay if they help. They held this serious event at a black woman-owned nail salon. I wonder what they pay at the nail salon. You know, you would think as a part of basic journalism, they would look into that. I mean, what does that pay? Look, and again, this is so clownish that it's hard to address serious things, but there are serious things here. What people have to understand, look, and it is true that because they underreport inflation, things are getting more expensive, and wages have been suppressed. Wages have been stagnant since the 80s when adjusted for inflation. It's a fact. And so, yeah, people are seeing their standard of living slipping away. Here's what people don't understand when it comes to this minimum wage crap. It equals a cut in pay. You have to understand, it equals a cut in pay. If you are currently making, and this is the best way I know to break it down, because we all know if they raise the minimum wage, it doesn't matter what they raise it to, 15, 20, hell, raise it to $200 an hour. We can all be rich. We all know they're going to simply, the big corporations aren't going to pay for this. Nobody's going to pay for this. They're going to raise the price of everything so that it pushes the price. So they covers the cost of the wages. Now, here's how it winds up being a pay cut. Say you currently have a job that's a little less shitty and you're currently making $5 an hour above minimum wage. Yay, you're making $5 above minimum wage, so you have a little higher standard of living. Now, let's say they raise the minimum wage by $3 an hour. Guess what? Now you're only making $2 an hour above minimum wage. You just got your wages cut $3 an hour. And you say, wow, how is that? Well, because, again, when they raise that wage up $3 an hour, now you're only making $2 above minimum wage. All those prices are going to come up to cover that minimum wage cost. And your standard of living as somebody who's actually making a little more than minimum wage is going to actually essentially go down by that $3 an hour. I mean, I'm not an economics professor. I'm not an economist. This stuff isn't that difficult. It really isn't. It isn't that hard to figure out. So all this talk about raising the minimum wage, as if that is going to actually make anybody's life better, it's beyond silly, and it's not reality.
There's only a certain amount of value everywhere, and the only way you can create more value is to actually create more wealth. And instead of doing that, you get inflation, because what they do is they just create more loans and more interest. And if you're not actually creating these products, you're just creating more loans, you're just going to keep having inflation going through the roof, which is, you end up with a situation today where people can't afford to buy their own houses. I mean, it doesn't matter how much they raise the minimum wage to, people still aren't going to be able to afford their own houses, I guess, even if they were to double it, like Bernie is saying here, because you would just end up with more inflation to keep up with it. The whole financial system needs to change, and it needs to be based around nationalism. Getting back to this article here, Cardi had also told her followers it was coming and finally shared part of it on the day Trump offered his first defense of his new policy that cracks down on immigrants on food stamps seeking green cards, arguing taxpayers should not have to pay for people to come into the country and immediately go on welfare. The president's new public charge rule, which was announced Monday, has come under fire from immigration advocacy groups and is facing lawsuits from the state attorneys general. Now, I wonder where the sympathy is going to be in the people that are actually reading this. What the hell is wrong in saying that people that have just set foot into the country should not automatically be given welfare and food stamps and have the taxpayers pay for everything? And yet Trump is actually facing lawsuits from the state attorney about this, and immigration advocacy groups are attacking him. Is this really what's going on over there, Grandpa? Is he being attacked by the state attorneys over this?
The clown train never slows down. There are no stops until we run off the end of the end of the line. And here again, we see this contradiction, this discussion about somehow raising people's standards of living by giving them a quote unquote living wage, and then kvetching about, oh, the poor immigrants. And again, this goes back to my original point that, you know, you can't have both. You can't work for the corporations essentially by helping them, by flooding the labor pool, by intentionally suppressing wages, by flooding the labor market with more people, and have a living wage. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You're going to have to pick one or the other. And of course, these people that run this stuff, these people that push these agendas, they know this. You know, there are all these people. You know, I understand, I'm sympathetic towards people that, you know, hey, they look around, their standard of living is shittier than their parents and grandparents was, and they're bitter about it. I get that. But you have to understand that these people who are telling you these things are using you. They're lying. They know this is bullshit. They're just telling you this anyway because they don't care. You're a tool to be used. As long as you're importing, you're supporting bringing all the rest of the world, essentially open borders, bringing all of these people in. You are a corporate shill. You may not realize it, may not be intentionally a corporate shill, but you're a corporate shill because that's what they want. They want to keep the labor pool suppressed. And we're not just talking manual labor jobs anymore. I mean, we've got now, you know, jobs they couldn't export by closing the factories down and sending them to China. You know, we were going to get high paying computer jobs. Now, what are they doing? They're importing people from India to get your high. They're bringing them here. They, you know, when they can't export it to India, they said, well, we'll just bring the Indians here. Because why? They're open about this because they'll work cheaper. Now, how are you going to get a living wage because they're going to pay you $15 to work at a fast food joint when the better jobs that we were promised, they're bringing people to take those jobs because they'll work them cheaper. I mean, you're not going to get that. You cannot support bringing in the entirety of the rest of the world and having these so-called living wages. You got to quit working to suppress the labor pool. And as you pointed out, Sven, that comes back to nationalism. It comes back to you've got to have a nation. You got to have borders. Of course, we're so far from that here in societal collapse America, also known as clown world, that, I mean, the expectation that this is somehow going to reverse is pretty much gone. But still, we speak the truth where we find it, and that is the truth of the matter.
It's amazing that they can't see the contradiction between this. So on the one hand, bringing up more minimum wages, and then on the other, attacking Trump for trying to prevent the money that is there from being siphoned off into these foreigners. I am actually quite impressed by Trump standing up and saying that. Apparently, Trump's immigration chief on Tuesday rewrote the words of the famous poem on the Statue of Liberty to include "the poor who can stand on their own two feet," as he defended the administration's crackdown to keep immigrants on food stamps from getting green cards. Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, was asked during an NPR interview if the words from Emma Lazarus' poem, "Give me your tired, you're poor," were still part of the American ethos. He replied, "Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge." Now, I suspect he would have lots and lots of public support for actually saying that. I mean, who was it that actually gave that Statue of Liberty to America, to New York? I mean, wasn't it some Jews that did that? I mean, is that really such a good idea to invite the world's tired and poor and useless into your country? I suspect a lot of people aren't very happy about that in the first place.
I mean, we have that stupid poem. I mean, it was written by a Jew.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it was written by a Jew. The melting pot lie, that came from a Jew. I mean, all of these things. And yet, in so much of the American populace, this is ingrained in their mind. Like, this is like the stupid Statue of Liberty poem, the melting pot. America's an idea. It's different from any other nation's ever existed because it exists as an idea. These are all lies, and yet it's become ingrained in the minds of the American public. Is like the Constitution. The stupid poem on the Statue of Liberty is like the Constitution. It's quote unquote who we are, that they say here, a part of the American ethos. What the hell? It's a stupid poem written by a self-serving Jew.
The Constitution was supposed to be there for the posterity of the people who wrote it. It was never meant to apply to anybody else. It certainly didn't apply to blacks when it was written there. This idea that we're all created equal. I mean, just those words itself can only apply if you're not including blacks in that. And the only reason that idea came to them was because you had white people juxtaposed with black people, which made them think, hey, actually, when we're juxtaposed against this other race, all of us are actually equal. It's only when we don't have this other race here that we can say that people are unequal. And if you actually look back at the time at the books that were written when the Constitution was written, it makes that clear. And yet somehow it's now been made to apply to everybody, the Constitution, and this idea that we are all equal, that is patently false if you're actually talking, including other races in it, people just go along with it. They just seem to believe it. Cardi captioned her video on Tuesday, "So I know this is long overdue, but here it is. A couple of weeks ago, I asked my followers, if you all had the chance to ask a Democratic candidate a question, what would that question be? The topic that was mentioned the most by all of you was about raising minimum wage. I got the chance to ask at Bernie Sanders about this, and these are his answers. Keep sending your questions. We will be addressing more of these soon." So it's not just her. I mean, it's all her followers. All they're interested in is who's going to pay them the most money. Is Trump going to pay them the most money? Is Bernie going to pay them the most money? And I dare say most of her supporters here are probably black. And, you know, that's what it is, isn't it? The Democrats just buy the black vote. That's what the left do. They buy votes. I mean, this is just really, really thinly disguised bribery, I think, on the part of Bernie Sanders here. And it shows you just how shallow these Negroes are. I mean, that's the main thing that I'm taking away from this, Grandpa.
I mean, her followers. I mean, we have to consider who her followers are. Her followers are people who think it's a magnificent artistic achievement to come up with lyrics like, I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of the niggas is safe. I mean, this is... This is what we're doing. I'm really not surprised. That's her followers. You know, that's what they came up with. I mean, they're not going to understand. They just understand more money. I mean, you get raised the minimum wage. But Bernie does understand it. You know, I mean, you know, her followers don't grasp it. They're incapable of grasping it or how. But Bernie grasps it. He knows he's filling them full of shit. He knows he's spewing a bullshit line. You know, he knows. He's sitting there with a straight face telling them, oh, yeah, this will be great. This will be great. We're going to help the people have a living wage. He knows it's bullshit. It's a big lie. I mean, again, people understand. People, again, look around and they see their standard of living. It's so much harder. You know, the old idea that you can work and play by the rules and get ahead in America and achieve the American dream. I mean, that's all gone out the window, and people just see it harder and harder to get anywhere. And I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm gonna get the money tier stuff. I mean, that's the average, that's the life of the average working person even in America. But again, these people that try to sell this, oh, well, all we have to do is magically by government decree raise the wage. They know that's a lie. They're just, like you said, they're just pandering for votes. It's just a lie. This is the, you know, the last stages of the death gasp of the democracy sham. I mean, why raise it to 15? Like I said, let's raise it to $200 an hour. Who wouldn't want to make $200 an hour? You know, I mean, we could all go just have a shitty job. You know, at a fast food joint, we could all make $200 an hour. We could all have a nice car and all our problems would be solved. You know, why stop at 15? Let's make it 200. Let's make $1,000 an hour. Hell, we could all be rich. But again, you know, so it's, but they know it's a lie, and then they're peddling this lie to people who are unable to apparently grasp these basic economic concepts of things like supply and demand and how this works. Again, the big corporations aren't going to pay for a higher minimum wage. You're going to pay for it. If you're making more than minimum wage, a higher minimum wage will equal a pay cut for you. And they know this. They know this, and they don't care.
Well, Bernie certainly seems to know what side his bread is buttered, isn't he? I can remember him campaigning last time against Trump, and he had all these Black Lives Matter women on the stage, and they just crowded him off the stage and hijacked the mic from him, and he just gave in to them. And here he is sucking up to them again and bribing them and forming this unlikely friendship with Sanders, which was apparently formed after last April. When he quoted her saying that FDR is the real Make America Great Again president because of, if it weren't for him, older Americans wouldn't even get Social Security. So now she's onto the Social Security thing. Sanders posted, Cardi B is right. If we are really going to make America great, we need to strengthen the Social Security so that seniors are able to retire with the dignity they deserve. He added, thanks to Cardi B for calling attention to the importance of Social Security. Yeah, I really believe that she's, you know, she's just really thinking about all the geriatrics out there and all the elderly. I mean, she's talking about Social Security there, not for the elderly, but for Negroes. They're the main recipients of Social Security, aren't they, Grandpa?
Oh, so they, yeah, I mean, and who gave her that line? FDR, really? She sat around and thought about this seriously and pondered, who's my favorite American president? And she looked into the record of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and she said, this guy is the greatest American. I mean, come on. This stuff's not even believable. And yeah, you're right. As far as Social Security here, if you've got a 15-year-old and he's been huffing paint since he was 10, and now he has the mental capacity of a cardboard box, you get to draw a what they call a Social Security disability check on that quote unquote child, because he's been a paint huffer for 5 years or whatever, and now his brain is just basically fried, and you get a disability check on this. It's all part of the scam. You know, the actual Social Security that old people draw is a joke. I mean it's something, I guess. It's better than nothing, but the amount of money that it is completely laughable. And yet again, we say, thank you to Cardi B for calling attention to the importance of Social Security. Well, I don't even know what to add to it anymore, because again, it's also clownish and it's also laughable. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having Social Security, but again, you have all these people that aren't old people that are drawing, and it's broke. The system is broke because the government didn't put the money back. They spent the money. And so now Social Security is yet another one of those government programs that is out of money. I mean, it's broke. And they're always running around trying to put Band-Aids on it to keep it from going under. But yet, this is supposed to be held up as some sort of high example of a leftist success story or something.
Well, it seems to be that, doesn't it? Supermarket teller to stripper to rapper to a political talking head to concern for the elderly. I mean, that gets me there. The idea that Negroes would be concerned for the elderly when, sort of every other week we end up seeing footage of the elderly being mistreated by Negroes that are supposed to be their carers. I wouldn't wish anything worse on elderly relatives than to actually have a black carer, especially if they've got they're losing their memory and things like that. They're just asking to be taken advantage of. Well, she's also a single mother, actually. She can add that to her CV. On July the 16th, the mother of one tweeted about his race against Hillary Clinton. I have been reading about Bernie Sanders, and I'm really sad how he let him down in 2016. This man has been fighting for equal rights, human rights, for such a long time. Seeing this country become a better place, been really his passion for a long time, not a new front for a campaign. Sanders replied, "Thank you, Cardi B. Our fight for justice is far from over, and we are not giving up." Well, there we go. We're certainly, we're certainly in good hands here, aren't we, with Cardi B and Bernie Sanders, the justice warriors fighting for justice for America. Do you think he has any chances of winning the Democratic nomination this time round, Grandpa?
We have so much great hope for the future. You know, when these politicians stand up and say that America's best days are in front of her, it's hard to not believe that when you read a story like that. Who can doubt that America's greatest days are ahead of us? Because as we all know, diversity is our strength. So we're just getting stronger. By that definition, we're getting stronger because, again, our American ethos, who we are, is defined by a poem written by a Jew put on the Statue of Liberty and the melting pot idea. And so along those lines, diversity being our strength, we're obviously getting stronger every day. So no doubt our best days are ahead of us. And this story just highlights how that is. Now, I mean, Bernie's not going to be the Democratic presidential nominee, and he knows that. He's raking him up some shekels out of this deal. And again, the political thing, the voting thing is such a scam. I mean, she says, "We let Bernie down in 2016. It was the corrupt Democrat establishment that undermined Bernie's campaign, run by a Jewess. What was her name? Wasserman Schultz. Wasserman Schultz was the head of the DNC at the time, and they got caught basically screwing over Bernie's campaign because it was gaining traction. It wasn't the Democrat voter. The Democrat voters actually liked the guy, but the Democrat establishment actually screwed the old guy over. But no, I mean, he's not going to. He's just going to rake in a few more shekels and probably retire here and get some of that great Social Security and live high on the hog for the rest of his life. So human rights for such a long time. He's a hero, and this is your future, America. Welcome to clown world, Weimar America. We're one, maybe two elections away from the black president with the gold chain stepping out for the State of the Union and firing the AK-47 into the air, just like in the movie Idiocracy. Welcome to societal collapse.
Well, perhaps it might actually be Cardi B doing that. Now she's taken this turn for politics there. Well, definitely grammar and the English language, they're not one of her strengths. I don't think rapping is either. Stripping, maybe she was good at stripping. She certainly seems not to be embarrassed of that fact and is proud of it. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on this. We'll keep an eye on Bernie's campaign and what goes on there in the future. Thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.